The Happiest Boy on Earth. The incredible story of the happiest man on earth, written by Eddie Jaku and read by Jacek Koman. Pepe, we're here, we're here. This is my favorite sound. The rowdy noise of my great-grandchildren stampeding to meet me at my door. Me, Eddie, Pepe to them. 101 years old, and the happiest man on earth. It's always a good day when the house is full of family and friends, and cake. And what a cake! Pineapple! Tell us about your pineapple again, Pepe. Well, I was in Leipzig, where I grew up with my mother, father, my little sister Henny, and our grandmother. Such a happy family in such a beautiful city. There was theater and music and art, galleries full of masterpieces, and opera. The grown-ups loved the opera. And the university. It was built in 1409. Imagine that. Even I wasn't around then. You're funny, Pepe. But most of all, I loved the zoo. We lived just 5 minutes' walk from more lions than anywhere outside the plains of Africa. Did you hear them roaring at night? But what about Lulu? Tell us about Lulu. Of course, Lulu. She was the most adorable dachshund who ever yapped and licked. I had everything I could ever want. But there came a time when it was hard to get even simple things, bread, fruit. You don't notice things like that when you are a child. Your lives are full of changes. Your shoes become tight, your sleeves become short. But my parents knew other things were changing. Everywhere in our city. Grown-ups have a way of knowing that. On Fridays, my mother baked delicious challah loaves, more than we needed, and shared what we had with other families. Then, when my birthday was close, my lovely father asked what gift I would like. Well, my stomach chose for me. I asked for 6 eggs, a loaf of white bread, something very special in Germany, and a rare tropical fruit, a pineapple. And somehow, my father managed to find these precious things for me. I was the happiest boy on earth.